Here we go into the kitchen. We got some cooking to do. It's cooking with Claude time. A lot of people missed you last week, Mom, so welcome back. Good morning. How are you? Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, Mom. I'm just fine. Thank you so much for asking. This week we're making, I'm pretty sure I botched the name. What's the name of it?
Yeah, that's okay, honey.
What is
it? It's tuta.
Tuta. C'est tuta. I said to Paul yesterday, I was like, my mom's making some kind of this. He goes, it's a frittata. I said, no, it's not a frittata. I don't know what it is, but I always.
Well, it's really funny that he said that, because if you kind of make it in a pie shape, it's a tuta. And if you make it, it's a little bit of a different ingredients. But you make it like a frittata. It's using, like, basically the same ingredients. Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad. Have a great
day.
Bye,
honey.
Couldn't
Love
wait for
you.
The segment to be over. Had to make sure we all knew. You kissed your wife goodbye. Such a good man.
Yes,
all right, thanks,
yes,
Dad.
He has to make his appearance.
I know. He's so funny. So would you say the difference is? So what, there's very little difference?
My sister and I have been talking about these two things because it was something my mother used to make always during, like, Lent, because you don't use meat.
Okay.
And we're trying to figure out, like, what do we remember and how do we make this? Because we all loved it. But Paul is kind of right, because in a frittata, you, with your ingredients, except I don't believe the rice is in the frittata. It's a little bit different. You pan fry it in, like, olive oil, like we do for shers.
Okay.
Whereas the tuta is made in a, you know, like in a pie shell. It's got a pastry, pie crust. And then you put all the ingredients, which all my sister and I could remember are four ingredients, which are spinach, rice, eggs, and Parmesan cheese.
I mean, those are all great ingredients. There's nothing wrong with it. So did you just basically put that into, like, a with a pie crust?
Yes, but I, like, when I did it this week, I realized, like, when I tasted it, why didn't it taste the same? And so I'm playing with it. So part of the problem was the rice was not supposed to be cooked first. It's supposed to be uncooked rice.
Oh.
So this way here, I was like, why is it so mushy? But the rice almost cooks in the egg, you know, because you mix all this together and you, like, pour it into the pie shell and then you bake it.
Mm. Okay, so how do you,
when you tried it, which I felt the same way. I think I used a 10-ounce bag of frozen spinach. Probably only need a 6-ounce bag of frozen spinach, but it has to be frozen spinach. It can't be fresh.
Oh, why? Is that just because it'll burn?
There's a reason. I think it's because of the, you have to drain the frozen spinach so well.
Okay.
I think it's the consistency of a frozen spinach versus a cooked spinach. I usually do cooked fresh spinach, and the consistency of cooked spinach, like fresh spinach and frozen spinach, has a different consistency. Why? I just remember the little box of frozen spinach.
Okay, no, that's fine. So how do you make this, Mom? Like, how did you do it?
So once I make my pie shell, I was guesstimating, like, about 4 eggs. I used, unfortunately, I did cooked rice. I figured with the 4 eggs, I probably should, maybe 5 eggs. Let's say 5 eggs. Let's say I haven't really done it with the, but maybe like 3/4 of a cup of rice. As much Parmesan cheese as you want. I used a bag. Can't get enough Parmesan cheese. And so I got one of those, like, little bags, not like the big, like, Kraft container. So it was not a, you know, maybe.
Oh, it's cool, Mom. I'm not going to judge you on how much cheese you use.
There's
never enough.
I would say, like, a half a cup to a cup. I overdo everything.
Yes.
And then the spinach. Then, you know, you take the thawed spinach and you squeeze all the water out. You mix it all together and then just pour it in your pie shell.
Oh, that's not bad. And then you bake.
I think that is the way I'm going to try it next. I mean, I liked it and it was good.
I liked it too. It was good, but you have to like spinach to like the version you made, the first version.
It came out more like a quiche, not like a tutta.
That's what I was saying to the listeners. I was like, it was kind of like a quiche, but it's not a quiche and it wasn't a frittata. I would have remembered that name. Tuca reminds me of the old, our former goalie on the Bruins, Tuca. So every time you say tuta, I always think like tuca, but it's not tuca. So I'm
excited. Well, we can add a little hymn to it, too.
A tuca tuca? Yeah. I like it.
Anyway, I say...
She's like, moving on from my crazy daughter. Anyways.
No. I would never move on from you. You know that.
You can't, Mom. You literally had me, so you literally can't leave me. Sorry.
But anyway, I am going to do a quick follow-up on this next week because I also decided, once my husband found out it was spinach...
He lost his mind, so you got to try broccoli or something.
So, yes, I'm going to get the frozen package of broccoli because everything else he likes.
Yes. Well, yeah, everything in that recipe, yes, he does. Mom, really quick, how long did you bake it for and at what temperature? 350 degrees?
Yes, and I baked it until quite a while because I didn't do it the right way. So I would say it was in there for probably an hour.
Okay. Well, we're going to give that a shot.
And then when you cut it, you'll see if it needs more. Like, I thought I cooked it well, but when Nicholas came over the next morning and I gave him some for work, I was like, this is definitely not fully cooked. Throw it in the oven for, like, an extra half hour. And now it tastes good. It tastes better.
Yeah, the version,
not my mother's tuta, but I'm going to work on it.
Hey, you know what? I thought it tasted really nice, actually, so.
You're so sweet.
No, it's all good, Mom. I think you're great. And you know what? Maybe you just have to, like, ask Grandma in heaven. Be like, listen, Ma, what are you doing?
Well, that's how I learned about the rice. I was like, work with me here, Mom. Wait,
oh, is that, is she like, is she telepathy? She's like, you need rice, Claudia. You need rice.
Yeah, well, that
I can see Grandma in heaven saying that.
I was like, I remember it being a little crunchy. And my sister goes, yeah, like the rice wasn't always cooked all the way through.
There you go.
And I was like, well, that's it. You must put the rice in raw. So I'm doing this off the top of my head with my sister because we loved it. My sister, my brother, and I loved it. I don't know, maybe it was an easy dish for my mother to make and fill us up because God knows, food was scarce. But it was delicious and it was good. And you could tweak it. Like, I'm going to try and tweak it with broccoli.
Anything we can do to get Alan to eat. All right. Sounds good, Mom. I love you. I will. We'll see what your follow-up is next week. You're like an out-in-the-field reporter. Look at you. Look at you,
yes,
go.
Yes, yes.
All right. You let us know your findings. Tell us your data.
Okay.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.